Didsbury Council has set policing priorities for the Didsbury RCMP detachment to focus on in 2023 and at the recommendation of Detachment Commander Staff Sergeant Steve Brown. The priorities are the same as in 2022. Every year council is asked to set the priorities it would like to see followed by the local detachment in the municipality. The 2023 priorities were set by way of motion at the March 28 council meeting, held in person and on YouTube. This year's priorities are focusing on major crimes, addressing the opioid and fentanyl crisis, and increasing police visibility in the community, including late evenings and early morning. During a delegation appearance before council at last week's meeting, Staff Sergeant Brown said the three priorities set in 2022 remain relevant issues for the detachment and could be considered for priorities in 2023. My position is that the priorities that we developed with you last year are still reflective of the community's needs, from my perspective anyway, and are currently still relevant to what we are encountering, said Brown. Mayor Rhonda Hunter said the three priorities seem to be everybody priorities right now and the priorities seem to be working just fine. We are on the right track. She said increased police visibility in the community over the past year is appreciated by the municipality. Brown said, if there is another priority that the community identifies as something that needs attention from us, then we are certainly open for discussion in regard to tackling that as well. During his appearance before council, Brown also presented third quarter, October to December, statistics for the detachment area. Brown said in quarter three officers conducted five serious investigations within the municipality. On October 29, an investigation in possession of stolen property over $5,000 resulted in one adult being charged. On November 20, officers charged one youth for criminal harassment. On December 5, one adult was charged for domestic violence, specifically domestic assault. On December 9, one adult was charged with uttering threats. On December 12, one adult was charged with uttering threats. That is not to say, of course, that that is all the investigations we have for that period, but those were of significant nature and resulted in charges, he said. Working in conjunction with other police units, local officers continued to target repeat offenders during the third quarter, he said. We are maintaining our thumbs on these people who are residing in the community and are directly having influence on the criminal activity that goes on within the community, he said. According to statistics presented to council, persons' crimes in the detachment were down 32% from the same period last year, totaling 25 reported offenses compared with 37 last year and 28 in 2020. There were 5 reported sexual assaults, 9 assaults, 6 criminal harassment, and 4 uttering threats in third quarter 2022. Total property crime were down 53% compared with the same period in 2021. There were 2 reported break-and-enters, 1 theft of motor vehicle, 8 theft under $5,000, 2 possession of stolen goods, 7 frauds, 4 mischief damage to property, and 4 mischief calls. There were 23 Mental Health Act-related calls, up from 14 in 2021 and 12 in 2020. Mayor Hunter commended the local detachment members for keeping Didsbury safe. Council accepted Brown's update report as information.